Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here at the beautiful Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. We are in full swing here. Lunch is under our belt. We've had another full morning of conversations. It looks like we're in for a fantastic afternoon. Can't think of a better way to kick it off than to visit with a gentleman with CSS. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. Eric George. How you doing, man?
Great.
So how are you enjoying your Collaborate 14?
It's a fantastic week. Fantastic weather. It's a little dry.
Yeah. Little chapstick going.
Got to stay hydrated.
I think he's probably up at the tables, too, because he's got a little spring in his stuff, you know?
A little wager on the Masters. this week.
So now, why don't you talk a little bit about CSS? What are you guys up to?
CSS is a longtime Oracle partner. We've been implementing Oracle for about 17 years.
Wow.
J.D. Edwards, eBusiness.
You must be pretty good by now, 17 years, huh?
Yeah, you know, it took us about 14 years. Just kidding.
Now
very good for a long time.
And you're an Oracle partner. That's important, right?
Yes. We're exclusively Oracle with industry and application experience across the board.
All right. And what prompted the decision to start a BI practice, business intelligence practice?
Well, CSS saw consistent demand really start to build for BI and realized that its position as business process experts, as application experts, combined with BI was a very compelling value proposition.
Uh-huh.
And so they decided to jump into the fray, and I was all too happy to leave GE. I love my GE folks, but I was all too happy to leave and join CSS and not just a pure BI practice, right? Because I realized that having business process and application expertise along with BI expertise gives you a great chance of success.
So now, were the customers saying, you know what, I wish you guys took on BI?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
And it became to such an extent, CSS is like, okay, we have to do this, and let me go find an Eric George-like person, and then they found Eric George?
Well, it was one of those things that just kind of worked out. I was actually talking to them about value chain planning.
Uh-huh.
And the conversation went on and longer, and finally they said, you know, we've been thinking about doing BI. But we haven't found the right person to do it.
And they said, do you know
what
anybody?
What do you think about it? Yeah, and then I went off for a few weeks and thought about it and found one person.
Now, do you have one or two recent success stories that you're allowed to talk about that maybe you can walk us through some of the high points?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
All right.
The package solutions for BI are not meant to be an end-all, be-all. They're really just meant to lay a great foundation, allow you not to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Industry standard metrics, things like that, there's no point in reinventing them. But if you give business users opportunity to do that, they will do it.
Yeah.
Right. And so there are technical advantages, but there are also functional advantages. So you lay that foundation, and then you really add value where you're special. Right. You're probably not 80% special. You're probably more like 10 or 20% special. So let's lay that 80% down, and then add value around the edges. So a few things that we've been doing recently with customers is part of the foundation is, for example, looking at our manufacturing production or production attainment. How well are we doing there? But your supply chain finance managers, your plant managers, your safety or human resource managers, they right away want to see, well, our production might be great, but
they have their own needs, right?
Right.
But how is that against our variable labor?
Right.
Our budget there. How's that against our safety incidents? Right. And so that's what we do is we take that foundation and then just start to extend it. Right. And it's much less effort than doing the whole thing at once.
Right. So you do it incrementally based on the needs of any individual constituent.
Right.
So what are some of the most common questions that you get at least early on as you're starting to have these conversations? I bet with your experience, you probably start to see some patterns emerge and you can anticipate that handful of questions you just know you're going to get almost every time, at least in the beginning, right?
Right. Well, you know, again, a lot of companies have the same business problems around that the BI can help solve. But so then the immediate questions can become, because there's so many offerings out there, even with Oracle, even if you're exclusive Oracle, there's a lot of products that can solve the same problem.
Right.
So first question is, what do I implement? What's the best product or combination of products for my business and the kind of problems we have? Then when should we do it? How should we do it? Those are the main three questions.
Right.
Right. And so we do help sort of navigate the Oracle portfolio. What should we do? When should we do it? And we'll talk about that a little later. And then, you know, how should we do it?
Now, okay, so Oracle, like you said, is such a robust platform that there's so many things that any person who is using it, they're probably not using everything, right? There's more features and benefits than they can possibly even understand them. So when working with the CSS, do you guys help them say, you know what, you're not leveraging this enough and you should be taking advantage of this, or have you looked at it this way? Like, is it that consultative?
We do. We try not to start there, though. I really believe in, particularly with the package solutions, standing it up as quickly as possible.
And just get it going.
See something tangible.
Right.
And iterate. Because, again, if you give someone the opportunity to define or boil the ocean, they will do it. Right. And it's, you get much more collaborative, much more innovative when you have something with real data behind it that the business users and IT can work together.
Give them some wins, get them comfortable, get them using it, and then you just start kind of expanding from that point.
Yes, because again, that from the consultative point of view, once they see what's available both functionally and technically, it really opens their mind to what's possible. A lot of times they define things based on what they think is possible, not the actual business problem.
Right.
Right.
So how do you guys at CSS go about attacking an opportunity like this? Collaborate 14, you'll exhibit here, you'll walk the carpet here. How will you
invest
your time?
Are you doing speaking?
Here?
Like, how do you?
Yes, all the above.
All of that?
we're over in row 1300.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a presence there. We have a lot of customers out here. We have a number of speaking engagements as well.
So it's a time where you get to kind of nurture existing customers. And then do you ever kind of lean on them to get new customers and say, hey, look at how good it's working for these guys?
Oh, it happens so naturally,
it's very
right?
Organic,
it's very
right?
organic. I took the word right out of my mouth. I must be hungry. it is very organic. We see it yesterday in a session. We had a customer present.
Right.
And another customer walked right up. They exchanged business cards. They loved the story.
Sweet.
It just happens without, you know, we just sort of facilitate it, but we don't have to really get in the way.
Right, because, you know, performing good, doing good work is a really good sales methodology, you know.
That's it. That's really it. You know, we try to make it as easy as possible on our salespeople.
So what's next for you guys, and what will you do personally on the backside of something like this? Because it's kind of like a fervor, right? It's all fun, and there's like all these things going on. But then you got to go back to the ranch, which for you is Charleston, South Carolina? Or
we are based in Charleston.
Okay.
We have over 200 consultants.
Oh, my.
We have maybe 15% in Charleston on a regular basis, and
right.
then we're all spread out. I'm actually based in Louisville, Kentucky.
So you're in Louisville. Okay, so on the backside of this, you know, back to reality, what happens in the ensuing months up until the next big powwow? How will you invest your time and energy?
Well, we have a number of RFPs coming out of this event alone.
Oh, wow.
That we're working on. So RFPs.
I think he's bragging.
So there's been some.
Hey, it ain't bragging if it's true, right?
There's some high-fiving going on at the CSS booth.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got a lot of RFPs, but I mean, that demands some real work. I mean, there's some work involved in responding properly to an RFP and guiding the customer into understanding what they really do need and want.
Oh, I mean, it's at least half the battle.
Sure.
It really is. And so, you know, it comes back to those main questions, right? The what, the when, the how.
Right.
You know, from the perspective of CSS, it's better for everyone if we acknowledge if we're a good fit for the situation as well, right? And it kind of goes back to this balance between applications and BI, right? It does our customers a disservice if I just take BI requirements from a user and just go build it.
Right.
What's really compelling about the CSS story is I rely heavily on our functional experts, our application experts, business process experts to say, it seems like we're doing too much work in BI for this particular problem. Is there a business process issue here? Is there an issue with the applications that we need to fix?
Right, so you pull back a little bit and then kind of look at it through different lens.
Yeah, and you don't have to pull back very long. You just need to ask a couple of questions and make sure you're on the right track. And then you get the right balance between apps. You get the right balance between BI and apps. And it reduces waste. It reduces customization.
But your customers, that must be very refreshing for them to go through it that way. Do you find that?
Yes. In fact, I see a lot of customers almost taken aback or surprised.
Right.
Like, I bet this
guy's not just running off and building
stuff. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's figure out the right place for this. And then we have a happy customer. They talk and collaborate. We're off doing RFPs and SOWs.
There you go. It sounds like the perfect formula to me. Okay. Where can our listeners go to learn more, have a conversation with you or somebody on your team about this stuff?
Well, right over in row
1300.
And
website,
towards,
email,
towards the front. Yep.
Home phone number,
CSS,
all that stuff.
Twitter handles, everything, Facebook.
So what's the website?
CSSUS.com.
All right. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, Eric. Thanks so much for coming by and visiting with us, man.
I really enjoyed it. Appreciate you having me.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.